Welcome to a Prevent Connect podcast, where we explore the prevention of violence against women. This is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault.
My name is Cindy Marroquin, and I am with the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault. And I am here today with Graciela Luna, Clara Lindstrom, and Valerie Nash. All are Women of Color Network mentors and supporters. I am here today to talk with them about the upcoming Women of Color Network Institute and Conference in May in New Orleans. Thank you all for being here today. And I want to go ahead and start with Graciela. I wanted to ask you if you can give us a little bit about what this event is.
The Women of Color Network is hosting their first national Call to Action Institute and Conference. It's supporting women of color advocates and activists working to end violence against women and families. This event is going to take place in New Orleans, and it's going to be on May 10 to 14 this year. So this is an historic event, and we are so happy and thrilled to participate in this historical event.
Clara, would you like to tell us a little bit about the institutes that will be taking place during this conference?
There will be a Women of Color Institute as well as a Men's Institute, and then there will also be a Mainstream Women of Color Institute along with a conference that will be for 2 days following those institutes.
Valerie, can you share a little bit with us why you feel it's important for women of color to attend this event?
I think it's extremely important because after about 2 years of just hearing the voices of women of color advocates, hearing the voice of allies, hearing the voice of how men to be engaged in ending violence against women, this institute has come about. And it gives this voice for women of color to talk about their unique needs, how victims of color can be involved in legislation, involved in programming throughout coalitions to look at their needs, and as well as allies, encourages allies on how they can support women of color advocates as they're serving them and reaching them and coming together.
Clara, seeing as you have been participating with the Women of Color Network as a mentor, you have a lot of experience doing that. Can you share a little bit with us for women of color out there why you also believe that it's important for them to be a part of this institute and conference this year?
I think that the institute and this conference will give us a chance to meet other women of color who are advocates doing this kind of work, that are working out in the field or in the offices or in their communities. But it's also a way of gaining new knowledge and sharing our experiences with each other and also taking back new resources to use in our own communities when we get back home.
I have to say, as someone who will be participating in the Institute and Conference, I am also really excited that after we've been on many calls together and I've got to learn a lot from a lot of folks on the phone calls, it's just really going to be great to be able to put a face to the name and also just to be in a space where, like you have all said already, to be able to network, just learn more about each other and just be able to not just connect on a level having to do with the work that we're doing, but just to be able to connect on a personal level and just a way to expand the work that we're doing and be able to support each other in the work that we're doing. So I'm also looking forward to this event very, very much. Graciela, do you have anything you'd like to add as to why you feel it's also important for women of color to attend this event?
This event is going to focus on the increasing violence against women of color. And this is really important because the work one is doing right now is focusing in us, women of color. Now, this conference is going to have a lot of people co-sponsoring this, and the Office of Victims of Crime, along with the other partners, such as Call to Men, People's Institute of Survival, and Vision, are doing this work together with us. And I think that's important. And everybody's talking about this because it's the first time all focusing in women of color. And that's really important for us.
It's really great that it's not just a place where, as women of color, we have the opportunity to convene a network and to share resources and ideas, but we're also going to have the opportunity to be in the same space with our allies, our mainstream women and men. So it's going to be a really, really great
yes.
opportunity to share ideas and share thoughts, share resources. I agree with you. It's definitely a very exciting opportunity that this was able to come together.
We have Calcasa also, who is really important institution around the United States helping us, people like you who are doing those kind of things, are helping us too to pass the voice to another people who they don't know about this. So it's really, really important, this collaboration, and I think it's a wonderful idea.
Great, yes, and we're excited to collaborate with all the different agencies involved in putting this event together and getting the word out, because it is important that our sisters out in the field and throughout the nation know that this is an opportunity for them, and we really hope that folks will be able to access this opportunity and be able to show up. So that would be wonderful. Now, Valerie, would you like to share with us how folks can sign up to attend this conference?
Oh, definitely. The Women of Color Network website has the ability to access the program information as well as online registration. And that website is womenofcolornetwork.org, or they can call the office. And that number is an 800 number, and then it's 537-2238. And it can be extension 142.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Now, is there, from either Graciela, Clara, or Valerie, is there anything else about this event that you would like to include here today to let folks know?
Well, I am excited because I think about what it means to have a shared space and to have a shared conversation around critical issues. And until that takes place, then we're really prohibited from building bridges. We're really prohibited from doing any kind of ground and foundational work that brings us together to have a stronger voice about how to end violence against women. So I think what the conference will do is it'll take a actual physical space and will make it sacred, so that as we begin to move forward, as we begin to identify ourselves and the roles that we play, and then how we can come together within those roles, and then have a shared conversation. And I think without that space happening, we don't get to talk the way that we need to talk. We don't get to interact the way that we need to interact. And we definitely don't get to do the work the way the work needs to be done. So by coming in May to this conference, what you're saying outright is that I am here to have a conversation. Though it be critical, though it may be difficult, it's also going to bring about a level of celebration, so that when we leave here today, we can do this work across the nation.
Yes, I definitely agree with you, Valerie. It's going to be just the idea of the ability to be able to share space, I think, is going to be a very powerful experience for all of us. So I'm very excited, like I said, to be able to participate in that and be able to meet all the wonderful people out there who are doing this work and who, you know, we can partner with to continue to do this work on a whole other level. So I'm very, very excited. Valerie, would you like to share with us what this conference means to you, and why do you feel it's so important?
Well, for me, the excitement of just being able to come together, I find that I have it listed on my Facebook account. I'm talking to everyone about it, and I'm engaging community people and encouraging them to take advantage of some of the grant opportunities that have been out there, and I'm forwarding it on all my listservs because I'm excited. It's an opportunity for so many people, not only once they're doing direct work around domestic violence or sexual assault, but women that are in the community that want to have their voice together and to say, hey, you know, we're working on some issues and we're going to work them out together and we're going to build our community together. I want everyone to come along and do it. And I'm excited. I think every venue that we have a voice, we should be talking about it and encouraging people to donate to the scholarship fund so that nobody gets left behind, so that everyone can be there, whether it's $10 or $50, that we should set the lead and encourage everybody to join with us. And spread the excitement, spread the knowledge out.
Clara, I wanted to see if you wanted to share with us a little bit of what the journey to having this conference and institute has looked like. I know that you were there during the initial conversation about having something like this come together. So if you can please share with us what the journey has looked like, what this means to you to be able to be somewhere and to see this become a reality.
Back in about April of 2007, we started with teleconferences and from women throughout the nation. And we were all throwing out ideas about what it would look like. And we talked about having different institutes, and we came up with many different ideas. And eventually, in time, we came up with the format that we have now, which is to have the Women of Color Institute, the Men's Institute, and then the Mainstream White Women's Institute, and then have a conference afterwards. And the notion was, how do we do this? How do we get the money? How is it going to happen? Well, it came from the people and the women who were on the call. And in some cases, we had men on those calls as well. I remember one call, David Lee was there from Calcasa, and he was a voice as well as so many others from the nation. And that's why I'm excited, is because it's a grassroots institute and grassroots conference that's coming together. And it comes from the people who were on those calls for all those years, figuring out, okay, this is what we want. Okay, how do we get the funding? And then through the expertise of many that were on the call, along with Tanya Lovelace and her staff, we were able to get some funding to actually make the dream become a reality, which would be May 10th to the 14th of this year in New Orleans, Louisiana, where we're also going to not only have critical conversations, but we'll also be lucky enough to have some cultural bazaars from local talents and a silent auction. And in fact, one of the auctions that we're using technology, we're having an eBay auction, which 5 years ago, would anybody be thinking about doing that? I don't remember having any emails about it, but here Women of Color Network is having an online eBay auction to raise money for scholarships. That's phenomenal, using technology for the benefit of the people.
Technology has definitely afforded us a great opportunity to reach out to more people and to be able to really get the word out and for people to learn about what has been happening, for folks who have maybe didn't know about a lot of these calls and didn't know about this particular movement, grassroots movement really, to be able to get the voice out and for folks to know that this is happening and people are talking and conversations are occurring. And thankfully, the Institute and Conferences is one of the bigger developments from those conversations. And so it's really, really great. I know if folks want to learn more about these auctions, you can, again, visit the Women of Color Network website, and you can get more information about how to donate or be a part of those auctions. So once again, I want to thank you for being here with us today. Thank you for sharing this information with us. And I look forward to seeing you all at the upcoming Women of Color Network Institute and Conference, May 10th through the 14th in New Orleans. Thanks again.
Thank you for listening to this Prevent Connect podcast. Prevent Connect is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault, with funding from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The views presented on Prevent Connect are not necessarily the views of the United States government, the CDC, or CalCASA. To learn more about Prevent Connect, visit www.preventconnect.org. For more information about CalCASA's mission or to show your support, visit calcasa.org. That's CALCASA.org.